Welcome back to Talking All Day with Tay. We're talking all day is my specialty. Hi guys, welcome back. I just wanted to say before we start this podcast, to thank you for everyone who has been showing me love on Spotify, Instagram, and on YouTube for listening to my podcast, my very first intro. I really appreciate it. I've gotten a lot of positive feedback. I'm so thankful. And it's very encouraging, very uplifting. It makes me want to do more. So I'm so excited. So in today's podcast, we are going to be doing an AMA, which for the longest time, I didn't know what that was. But we're going to be doing it. It stands for Ask Me Anything. And it's basically like a Q&A. That's what I'm getting from it and what I've seen from it, like going around on social media and stuff. It's like a new thing, or I could just be behind. I don't know. But we're going to do an AMA. I put on my Instagram some questions that everyone would like to hear me answer. The viewers. So we're gonna dive deep into that today and answer some questions, kind of like a part two get to know me sesh. So yeah, I'm excited. Let's get started. So the very first question is, how are you? And honestly, I'm doing pretty good. I have been enjoying my time, you know, other than like dealing with finals and everything. I've been pretty chill. Listening to a lot of Christmas music because Christmas is my favorite holiday and my playlist is endless. But I'm doing great, actually, just, you know, spending time with family, finishing up school. I can't wait for the Christmas festivities. And yeah, I'm doing great. Still continuing, starting off light, we have another question that says topics for the next episode. So the topic for the next episode is going to be discussing Christianity. Basically, my studying in the Word, what I've been learning, what God has revealed to me. It's going to be a good conversation. We're going to dive deep into different things that I've seen that God has revealed to me in His Word and also things that I needed to hear. So yeah, that's going to be the next episode theme, and I'm excited to talk about that, and I can't wait for you guys to hear it. On to the third question. Third question says, who are your role models, and what's your aesthetic? And I really like this question. It's so personal to me. Hands down, my first role model is definitely my mom. I just love how she is as a person, how she is to other people. There's a lot of things that my mom does that's just, I'm like in awe with, especially like her faith in God. It's just amazing, outstanding. And it's exactly the type of faith that I want to have with God. Like that straight bond, like not saying my bond isn't good because Lord knows I love him so much, but just the way my mom carries out her faith and lives based on, you know, God's principles is definitely like heartwarming. And I look up to that. I really love that about my mom. And another role model of mine that is like a celebrity, I guess, in a sense, would be Tori Kelly. I love Tori Kelly so much. I've been listening to her music for the longest time. Since I was young, and I love the way she carries herself too, as well as in the industry, because there's a lot of things that go on in the industry. Like, it's actually heartbreaking at times to hear the news and to hear the topics on a daily basis now too. Like, it's like I can't even handle all of that, like, knowledge of what they do to some celebrities and what they have to go through. Some people believe in the Illuminati, some don't. I think it exists, actually, because it's evidence that it existed, and just like in God's Word, too. I know that it's not easy being successful, like, you know, doing a lot of things in that industry. So when I see Tori Kelly started off on American Idol and she got turned down. And so she didn't let that stop her, and she still sung her music, and she sung gospel music. And of course, eventually went to pop. But I love her determination, and she still keeps Christ in her. And you can see that it's like a glow when she talks to people. And I just love that. It's so cool. And in her music, she has a beautiful voice, very, very talented. And she doesn't change herself even when she's around other people that may do different things. She is her own person. And I just love that about Tori Kelly. And I'm trying to think of other role models that I have. Those are obviously my main two. Definitely my mom first. I could go on and on about my mom. and Tori Kelly, she's second. It's just so many role models. Oh my goodness. There's different role models that I like. I really like Zendaya. Everything that she's done from a child to adult. She's gorgeous. She does amazing stuff. She's fantastic actress, dancer, singer, everything. Model. I really like Zendaya. Oh my gosh. That was a tough question. But I think we'll just narrow it down to those top three. And my favorite aesthetic. Oh, I love this question. Anyone who knows me knows that I love 90s aesthetic. It's definitely like my favorite of all time. I will say that aesthetics can be hard to like choose. It wasn't always 90s for me. Of course, I love 90s fashion and shows and all that. But I did go through different phases growing up where it was like, oh my gosh, I'm crazy about Disney. I just love everything Disney. Everyone who wore good clothes on Disney, I was obsessed with. And then I went through the sad justice phase where it was an era. I would say it was 2000s, but I think more, a little bit of 2000s, 2010 kind of range. I wore like skirts, like those Justice glittery skirt things, and then I would wear jeans underneath or like leggings. I don't know why, but like I'm trying to say, I wasn't always like a 90s like aesthetic person. I think as I grew up and I evolved and everything, I think that I just fell in love with it more and more, and like learning more about 90s culture from shows to movies. Like that's my favorite era. So I'm still growing. I feel like no one's like has a aesthetic that they stick with, you know, forever. During my time right now, it's 90s. It could grow into something else, but I love 90s like aesthetic, art, music, everything. I like to call that my aesthetic. Show it in my fashion, like in makeup. I like 90s makeup looks, hairstyles, different things like that is my aesthetic, I would say. Yeah, and I have a lot of inspiration from like different actresses or people like from shows like A Different World. That's one of my favorite shows to look at. I love the fashion from that show. Oh my gosh, there's so many, like Moesha. I can't even like name all of it. Living Single. Like I'm trying to think of my favorites, but I don't have any, so. Just like anything 90s. The next question is, when do you feel the happiest? I like that question. I feel the happiest when I'm with my family. I really enjoy the bonds that we have together, especially like with my friends too, family and friends. And I really enjoy that. We gatherings, like different things. I cherish that time because I know a lot of people can't say that they enjoy spending time with their family or that they're able to spend time with their family. Like, some family may live out of town, some could have passed on. So I really am thankful that God gives me the chance to fellowship with my family and friends. And I do feel the happiest when I'm with them, just because I feel comfortable being, like, with my family and with my friends. Whether it's someone to crack a joke or someone where we can just laugh about nothing, it's so enjoyable. And even when it's the time where it's like, huh, I'm having such a day, like, I can't, or if it's with school or something, my family is always there to cheer me up, and my friends are always there to make me laugh. So I'm really thankful about that, and I would definitely have to say my family and my friends. They definitely make me the happiest. And family is also including my doggies. So cuddling my doggies, looking at a good movie or show, listening to music, all those things make me happy. But being with my family and my friends make me the happiest. Next question. What is something you are very excited for in your life? That's a good question. If we're talking about long term, like in the future, what I'm looking forward to doing, I would definitely have to say, like, traveling, being successful in my career, just going to try new foods, going out to different food places. I already do that a lot. But just trying different cuisine in different states. There's a lot of things that I would, or like, that I am looking forward to. But those would probably be the main ones, like my career. I'm so excited to do that. You know, and then as time goes on, I'm looking forward to growing still and spending time with my family and my friends, and just seeing the journey that God has in store for me, because only He knows. But I'm excited to grow in this podcast. I've actually really enjoyed doing this podcast too. It's so relaxing. Like, I can be, like, so stressed with, like, school or whatever, and when I come to do the podcast, I'm like, oh, it's so chill and mellow. And it's really enjoyable just to talk and everything. And so I'm looking forward to growing with my podcast. And yeah, I like that question. That's a good one. I'm going to stop numbering which number we're on for the questions, because I'm forgetting. So we are just going to get on it with just answering questions in general. So on to the next question. What advice would you give to your younger self? And what's advice you think everyone would need to know? I like that. Advice to my younger self. Oh my gosh, younger Taylor was a character. If I would give myself advice, or my younger self advice, it would be to wait. To wait, to be patient, and to not rush. And I say that because when I was younger, I always felt like I was behind and doing a lot of things. Like, oh, this person is doing this. This person is doing this. I need to be doing this. And as I've gotten older, I've learned that what I did with my younger self, I was trying to live other people's plans that God had for them. And I wasn't living for the plan that God actually had for me. Like, my story is not like the next person, and I'm learning that still to this day, but I have a more clearer mind when it comes to that than I did when I was younger. When I was younger, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm doing everything behind. It was interesting. I understood why I thought that, but then at the same time, it didn't really make sense, because it's so clear to me why different things didn't happen when I wanted it to back then. A lot of learning experience, a lot of prayer. So I would definitely tell my younger self to wait, to be patient, and to listen to God. I still need to do that, but definitely to listen to God, because He has a whole blessing right in front of you. And sometimes it's like I'm always veering elsewhere, especially when I was younger, because I'm like, no, God, like, should we do this? Or God, should we do this? And God's like, no, listen, Taylor, stay forward, listen to me, and move on. And as I'm getting older, I'm learning that day by day. But I'm glad that I'm in that state now and better than I was back then. Instead of just rushing or feeling like out of place when there was no reason for me to. I should have just been living my life. I should have just been taking every blessing. And I should have just been happy for the next person. Like, if they were blessed with something from God or they were able to do this. It also goes to show you that everything doesn't look, you know, as it seems. Everyone is going through something, whether it's something they overcame or something they're currently going through or something that they haven't gone through yet. Everyone is going to go through things, trials and errors and all of that. So telling my younger self that, looking back and thinking about how I am now, I definitely think telling myself that or just saying stop would have gotten the point across. And same with what advice do you think everyone else needs? I think everyone needs to, including myself, just listen. Listen to God. Things are always right in front of us, and it seems like it's easier to do the opposite of what God has to say or what He's telling us to do at times. But I really think that it's necessary with what God has for us to do. Like, God wouldn't tell us, He wouldn't lead us down a rabbit hole just to fail or not succeed. You know, all He does is love us and He cares for us. So I would definitely say to listen, to focus on your own journey, and don't worry about other people. Don't compare yourself to other people. I'm still learning that, you know, because it's a natural feeling. If you see somebody doing something that you would like to do, you're going to obviously compare yourself to them. But if anything, you want it to be more healthier than envy or a jealous or like a sadness kind of comparison. It's more so like, oh, I want to do that one day, instead of, oh, I wish I could do that, you know? So just to listen to God, stay on your own journey, and just believe in yourself and believe in God, because God believes in you and He loves you. And if you love yourself as well, that will make everything easier. I'm telling you right now. Because loving yourself, it's hard for some people. But if you pray and ask God to show you the beauty in yourself and in others, it's so much easier just to love yourself. I'm definitely love that part about it. Just trusting God, and He will direct you in the area you need to be in. The next question is, when do you feel the prettiest? Aw, that's so cute. I feel the prettiest in different ways. I would like to say when I'm getting ready, or when I'm dressing up and putting on clothes and stuff. I don't want to sound cliche and say when I put makeup on, because it's not because I'm covering myself, but I genuinely enjoy doing makeup. So just getting ready, like going out, dressing up, that's when I feel like all glammed up, and it's like a whole lot of self-confidence, and I'm listening to my favorite music or looking at my favorite movie or whatever, and I'm getting ready.
The whole vibe is when I feel like the prettiest. But I also do like when a lot of my friends or family give me compliments. My mom and support system I have. But like compliments definitely do encourage, you know, how I feel. And like I vibe with good positive feedback and just encouragement, all that stuff. I would say that's when I feel the prettiest, when I'm getting ready and when I'm hearing positive comments and all that. I think everyone would like that, but it's the honest truth. That's when I feel the prettiest. Someone said hot takes on controversial celebrities. I don't even know where to start with that. I think the most positive thing that I can say right now for a topic where it's, I don't have to go into a drastic amount of detail with, but in the future, if you guys would like to hear hot takes on controversial celebrities, let me know, because I will definitely make that a whole podcast theme in itself. But a controversial topic of a celebrity, I would probably would mention Britney Spears. Especially with her new ruling and that she's finally free. I actually am so happy for her. I think that she's been through a lot, unimaginable amount of stress about, like, I feel like she's been through a lot of things that we can't even see. It's all behind the scenes. And I remember hearing, you know, like when she had the whole, people like to call it an episode, but she had the whole experience where she cut off all her hair and got bald, and everyone was trying to say she's making a statement or she went crazy. I think that all Hollywood wants us to think is everyone's going crazy, and it's always something deeper. And that's why you have to be careful with like different stars and people you look up to. I do as well. Because it's always deeper than what it seems to be. Like in her situation, everyone thought she was crazy, but really I saw it as a cry for help. And so looking back, or looking like now, in current times, and all of this stuff is resurfacing about how she was struggling, all the stuff going on, what her dad was doing to her. It's like, you feel sad. Like, she can't even drive herself. She can't see her kids. Like, has to have visitation times with her family. Like, that's crazy. And she is a grown woman. Like, it would have been different if she had, like, a mental illness, which everyone was saying they thought she did. But it wasn't enough signs to, I think, for her to be restricted for this long. If that makes sense. Like, if you thought that she had medical problem or like a mental illness or whatever, you could like take, I guess, some form of stuff that she would be able to do like away from her for like, I don't know, 3 months or something. It did not have to be over 20 years. That's just how I see it. But I'm happy she's free now. And not saying, just because I'm talking about Britney Spears, I stand with everything she does. Because if you look at her Instagram posts, like, we love the self-love and everything. But if you look at her Instagram, you know what I mean. But other than that, I'm very supportive of Britney Spears. And I think she's a very talented person. If anyone who doesn't know who Britney Spears is, I should have said this in the beginning, but I'm assuming you do. She is a pop star that was really much thriving in the 90s to 2000s. And she is very talented, comes from a family of people that act. Her sister, Jamie Lynn Spears, acted, and it's a lot of controversy with her because of things she did in the media. I think that she's so talented And she also mentioned about her faith in God too. And Hollywood always wants to shush that. Like, I think it's weird because people talk about freedom of expression and religion, but then when it comes to like saying if you're a Christian or Christianity, you're looking down upon, you know, like, well, we said that, but we didn't mean for you to actually do it. I don't get that. So like with her, when she was talking about being a Christian and stuff, everyone's like downing her for that or changing the subject to she's crazy. She doesn't know what she's thinking and all of that. I could go on and on for that, but I chose Britney Spears for this because I thought that that was a good example of a person with not only their growth, but like just like how everything doesn't seem like it always is. And I thought it would be good to put in this episode. But like I said before, if you want more hot takes on controversial celebrities, actors, singers, dancers, like whatever, I could definitely do that. Maybe my next hot take will be on Abby Lee Miller. I just thought about that because I said dancers. Oh my gosh. But yeah, that's what I think for a hot take for Britney Spears. Someone also asked, what is your top three favorite movies? Ooh, I like this one. Now, I do have plans in the future to do movies and TV shows that I enjoy. I have like a ton of lists about that category, and I do plan on doing a video or podcast. I said video. But my top three favorite movies of all time would definitely be, like, number one would be Freedom Riders. Number two would be Remember the Titans. And third would be To All the Boys I Loved Before. So those are my top three. And I guess I can talk about each one individually. Freedom Riders came out, I think, in 2007. I could be wrong. In 2007, it's been my favorite movie for a long time now. I would say it was my favorite movie since I was 14. So that's almost 6 years. Yeah, since I was 14. I love that movie. It's basically a true story. Kind of controversial, but not like just talking about Black Lives Matter, equality, different races. But the main premise of it is this school teacher. It's her first time teaching ever, and she goes to this poor community to teach. And everyone at the whole school, or the majority, is Black or Latina or Asian. Like, just a demographic of different race people. And it's not that many Caucasian individuals. And she's Caucasian. And she comes and she is trying to teach everyone about school. And they are not looking forward to it at all. They are in a lot of gang violence. It's a lot of drug use and everything that they're going through. Sexual assaults, different things. And I just love it so much because it's truly inspirational. This lady, which this is a true story, keep in mind. But this lady, she taught these kids to love each other. And it's just like, it makes me emotional. It's because they were very divided. They stuck with their group and their class of people. Like, Black people stuck with Black people. Asian people stuck with Asian people. Hispanic people stayed with Latina people. And it was so divided. And I love movies like that where they put it out and they come together and they focus on a common ground that they have with each other. You can be so similar and so alike regardless of race, while still, you know, being proud of the race you are. Because this lady is amazing. There was a lot of Caucasian teachers and principals and everyone over the school saying, oh yeah, well, they're not going to focus. They don't know anything. They're not going to learn anything. There's nothing you can do. But she didn't let that stop her. She still stayed her own person. She taught these kids. She taught them about different things. If you haven't seen the movie, I would highly recommend that. But she did up and beyond for them. And it was a challenge. It wasn't easy. You could see it in the movie, and I'm pretty sure it wasn't easy in real life. Because the kids were so, like, against her. They didn't like her. And they didn't like her because she was white. So it was like, what has she done to you? She, in particular, didn't do anything to you. But they were, like, saying they hate all white people. It was good for both sides. It was good for her to see a different view of everything that they had to do deal with on a daily basis. And it was good for them to see that all Caucasian people aren't bad. But it also was good for them to see that she understood them. Them saying Black, Latina, Asian, everyone. She understood them. And understood their stories and cared about them. And that let them know for in the future that they can be successful. They can do this. They can do that. And it's my favorite movie of all time. It's a lot of humor in it, but it's also very serious topics and it's very emotional. But that is hands down my favorite movie of all time. I have a lot of favorite movies, but that is like my number one. And my second favorite movie is definitely Remember the Titans. So Remember the Titans is an older movie, but it's the time period of the movie is like in the 60s to 70s kind of range, where it was a lot of prejustice and violence and racism that was going on, even more than it is now. But definitely more current in that time. And it's his coach. He's African American. And he is trying to become the head coach of a school that is mainly Caucasian individuals that go to the school. And so it's so good because he basically is bringing a lot of people from the neighborhood he's staying in who are African American, who probably are trying to, you know, try to be successful in football. And he's bringing these boys to go to this school. And of course, everyone's giving them looks and racist slurs and all of that. And he meets this other coach, which is the head coach of this actual school. And he's Caucasian. And him and the head coach go back and forth. The guy, he ends up being the assistant coach to the head coach. And they are trying to merge their boys together, but not at first. It's more so like the head coach doesn't want his Caucasian boys talking to the Black boys. And it becomes this whole thing. So I love it because the African American guy who is becoming a coach, he's the assistant coach right now, he is trying to show everyone that it's not bad to have a relationship, and the only way to make a team work is if you work together. If you look at the movie, it was so divided. These guys did not like each other at all. They didn't want to have no point, like no crossing paths, some more than others, but others were either a little afraid to see, like, if I did talk to this guy who was a different race of mine, would I be looked at, or would they. It was a lot of racism. But as the movie progressed, they started becoming a team. They were becoming a family, and I love that because it just gives me so much hope in the future still. Like, it's, you know, racism still occurs. Everyone needs to know that, or should know that. Racism still occurs, but it wasn't as bad as it was then. but it still can be that bad too. It's just seeing it then makes me think that now it's a little bit more easier for other people to see it. Not, it's a little bit more easier, but that doesn't mean everyone sees it, you know, if that makes sense. So he's making everyone, these guys, live with each other, practice with each other. So a lot of guys are reluctant, but it's good because they are seeing different sides of each other. The Caucasian individuals are seeing how the Black people live, and it's really interesting. I love that movie. If I didn't say that enough. I always have loved movies like that where it's, to some people, it's very controversial, but it's really not. It's just, it needs to be said. It should be normalized for people to have relationships with all races. Like, it shouldn't just be a demographic of, you know, people, like, hanging out together. All races should, you know, conversate, be friends, family, all of that. And, yeah, it was a very good movie. Looked at that movie since I was young. I don't know the exact age, but it's been up there for my favorite movies for a while. So yeah, that's that movie. And the third movie is has nothing really to do with race. It's just a cute, like, cheesy, heartwarming movie. It's To All the Boys I Loved Before. It's on Netflix. I think the other two are on Netflix as well, now that I think about it. I think they put it on there. I know that you can look at Remember the Titans on Disney Plus, and the Freedom Riders, they just added it on Netflix. So if you haven't seen it, I would give those, you know, two or all three of these movies a look at. But yeah. But basically, this is just like a light, heart-filled movie about this girl named Laura Jean, and she basically falls in love with this, well, she has fallen in love with a lot of guys throughout her life, and for every guy that she's fallen in love with, she writes a letter stating her love for them, but she never gives it to them. She just keeps it in a box. Well, the letters go out and they're sent to every guy she's ever loved. And she's basically dealing with the hardships, the worriness about who got the letter and everything. And as you'll see, one individual gets the letter and confronts her about it. And they try to, I don't want to give away too much, but I think it's pretty obvious that it's like, oh my gosh, it's going to be like this. So they basically tried to start a fake relationship, and then that may or may not lead into something more. You'll have to see. But it's a cute movie. I relate to Laura Jean just because she's, how her bubbly personality is. She's really preppy-like, and just her thought process with a lot of things. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's me. But yeah, that's definitely up there with my favorite movie. It's just so cute and heartfelt. But I could talk about movies all day because I literally look at movies and TV and YouTube and podcasts. I look at everything. So very well rounded on watching and hearing different things. Okay, guys, I think that's going to be all the questions I'm going to answer for today. But I really enjoyed this. This is so cool. Thank you guys for participating and asking questions. I'll be posting more, like questions or like different things to interact with you guys on my Instagram, Talking All Day with Tay, where you can follow. And my YouTube is on Talking All Day with Tay. I will say on my YouTube, I think I'm going to start out posting like 10-minute videos, like snippets of the actual podcast until I get it on more platforms. So if you want to go on YouTube to see the little snippets, which is like 10 minutes worth, definitely follow my YouTube, Talking All Day with Tay. But the main platform as of right now is Spotify and SoundCloud. So give those a listen, and please let me know what you think. Tell your friends about Talking All Day with Tay. And I'll talk to you guys next time. Okay, bye.